There are a few things we can always count on in June. Weddings, graduations, and Odun Day. Now in its 48th year, the Odun Day Festival has become as much a staple in the city as those annual celebrations. CEO Bumi Fernandez-West has expanded on the festival her mother created with Odun Day 365, a year-round education program. But it's Sunday's festival that takes place on South Street around the intersection of 23rd and South that remains the festival's heartbeat. Things get started at 10 a.m., and this year's headliner is Chrisette Michele.
I see it clear, my heart is here. We got each other, let's take it from there. If I could, I'd love you forever and time.
If you prefer to see her in a more intimate setting, Chrisette is also at City Winery on Thursday night at 6 and 9:30 p.m. We'll have all the details on our website, whyy.org/things to do. In the burbs, there's another cultural festival going on. Saturday's 5th annual Havertown Irish Festival moves to the school administration building this year to better handle its expansion. Now, there are 20 bands on 2 stages and a crafters village with 70 crafters selling handmade arts and crafts. Little did we know, Havertown is considered the 33rd county of Ireland.
Unicorns and cannonballs and palaces and piers. Trumpets, tarts, tenements, wide ocean full of tears.
So you won't be surprised that performers include the Emerald Isle Dancers and bands Riley's Daughter, the John Byrne Band, and Jameson. The festival goes from noon to 8 p.m. and proceeds benefit the Kelly Center for Music, Arts, and Community. Giovanni's Room has been a resource for Philly's gay community for 50 years. On Saturday, they're celebrating that anniversary with the Queerapalooza Block Party and Music Festival. DJs, drag performers, and LGBTQ bands will party on the block at 10th and Pine, where Giovanni's is located. Vendors will be on hand, and of course, you can purchase books and other items from the store. The party goes from noon to 5 p.m.
The 24 hours of Le Mans. 24 hours of adrenaline, courage, and speed. Do not blink.
They'll be partying at the Simeon Automotive Museum on Saturday when the famed Le Mans auto race gears up for its 100th year. The museum is hosting 24 Heures de Simeon, a 24-hour party reflecting the full-day race. It gets started at 10 a.m. on Saturday, ending Sunday at 3 p.m. During that time, there will be screenings including live check-ins from the race, driving demos, guest speakers, and even more programming. Tickets must be purchased online, and yes, there will be something going on the entire 24 hours.
Still the one I want to.
She's still the one. Shania Twain is coming to town.
You're still the one I kiss. Good night.
We think Taylor Swift owes her a bit of a debt, as Shania is one of the first artists to combine country and pop for mainstream success in the 90s. She'll be at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden on Friday night on the Queen of Me tour. The show starts at 7:30. If you love things to do, then you know we love Prince, who would have celebrated his 65th birthday this week. Edward Juni Henderson is one of the people making sure his legacy is not forgotten, as he's headlining the All-Star Purple Party at City Winery on Friday night. We're sure that it's going to be a beautiful night. The show starts at 7:30. And if that's not enough Prince for you, how about one of the groups he put on the map as part of the Minneapolis Sound? Delaware, get ready, because Morris Day and the Time are coming your way. They're at the Grand in Wilmington on Friday night. The show starts at 8, and you better get those tickets because Morris says that after this tour, he's hanging up his Stacey Adams. We'll be sad to see him go. And we're sad to tell you that we have to go, as that's our time this week. But we'll be back next Thursday to keep you abreast of the best of the weekend. We invite you to our website, whyy.org/things to do, to find out more, including how to get tickets to the annual Queer Prom at the Philadelphia Museum of Art and where you can buy art in the park. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.